Guiding Principles for the Young. Number 1. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers, in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. 1 Timothy 4, verse 12. Let the youth take the Bible as their guide, and stand like a rock for principle, and they can aspire to any height of attainment. The Bible teaches men to act from principle, and whenever we successfully resist evil influences, we are strengthening that principle which has been assailed. The mere possession of talent is no guarantee of usefulness or happiness in life. Right principles are the only basis of true success. Every act of life is great for good or evil, and it is only by acting upon principle in the test of daily life that we acquire power to stand firm and faithful in the most dangerous and difficult positions. Pursue a straightforward course. The young must be taught to think and to act from conscientious principle. Men and women who come upon the stage of action with firm principles will be fitted to stand unsullied amid the moral pollutions of this corrupt age. Nothing with which we have to do is really small. Every action is of some account either on the side of right or on the side of wrong. It is only by exercising principle in the small transactions of ordinary life that we are tested and our characters formed. The mind must be trained through daily tests to habits of fidelity, to a sense of the claims of right and duty above inclination and pleasure. Teachers and students are constantly at work weaving the web of their eternal destiny. Every time the shuttle passes, it draws after it a thread which is fastened to right principles and holy actions, or the opposite. Students may have fastened to their threads that which is not profitable for their future life. Every heart will be tested, every character developed. It is principle that God's people must act upon. The living principle must be carried out in the life. Selfish, cheap ideas, little mean advantages, should not be allowed to steal in and mar the nobility of the principles that should control all the proceedings in temporal matters. The youth may have principles so firm that the most powerful temptations of Satan will not draw them away from their allegiance. What is the principle that is to characterize the life? Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. By conforming entirely to the will of God, we shall be placed upon vantage ground and shall see the necessity of decided separation from the customs and practices of the world. When those who confess the name of Christ shall practice the principles of the Golden Rule, the same power will attend the gospel as in apostolic times. Love must be the principle of action. Joseph bore alike the test of adversity and prosperity. Let everyone who claims to be a child of the heavenly King seek constantly to represent the principles of the kingdom of God. Many of the youth of this generation, in the midst of churches, religious institutions, and professedly Christian homes, are choosing the path to destruction.